Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Jessica Heatley with your local news briefing. A warning, this story may be distressing for some. Police say they've brought someone into custody as detectives investigate the mass shooting on a regional Queensland property.
We believe we do. The person who's been nominated for that offence is with us here in custody. We haven't pressed any charges at this point in time while our investigations are ongoing.
Police Superintendent Tom Armitt there on 7. They've confirmed two men and a woman were found dead on the Boakey property near Bowen. The other man was airlifted to Mackay Hospital with a gunshot wound to his stomach. He's in a serious but stable condition. The Rental Tenancies Authority is touring Queensland, offering free information sessions about upcoming rental law changes. Sessions are open to property managers and owners, agents, tenants and the general community. Chief Financial Officer Joanna van der Merwe says you can register via their website.
The three key changes that are coming in on the 1st of October this year is the first one being a wider range of reasons to end a tenancy. The second one is a framework to negotiate renting with pets. And the third one is an introduction of repair orders.
An information session will be held in Cairns on Tuesday. Tugboat drivers across the country are walking off the job today, impacting some 10 ports from Cairns to Melbourne. Jamie Newland from the Maritime Union of Oz says it's all over a pay dispute with an employer seeking to almost halve their pay.
Most areas, they're four-hour stoppages for a report back. Svitzer are a multinational Danish company seeking to terminate the enterprise agreement of 540 employees, sending them back to the award and stripping salaries by about 50%.
In Cairns, the strike will begin from 11 this morning. And another layer of defence is being added to protect our livestock industry from the threat of foot and mouth disease. There's currently extra scrutiny for passengers coming from Indonesia, with all mail from that country being screened. Ag Minister Murray Watt has announced a new task force to prepare Australia for any risks posed by FMD.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.